All Northwest Kansas counties were at or below 4% unemployment in February, which was on par for below statewide numbers. The unemployment rates in local counties include Decatur County at 3.7%, Sheridan County at 2.4%, Graham County at 4.1%, Phillips County at 3.3%, and Norton County at 3.1%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.8% in February statewide. This is unchanged from 3.8% in January and an increase from 3.2% in February 2024, and the labor force participation rate for Kansas decreased to 67.2% in February. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,100 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, with private sector jobs decreasing by 500 over the month and government jobs increasing by 1,600. The largest job gains in the private sector were in construction with over 700 jobs and professional and business services with over 500 jobs added. The largest decrease was in trade, transportation, and utilities, losing over 800 jobs. Since February 2024, Kansas' seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 3,800, and this change is due to a decrease of 100 private sector jobs and an increase of 3,900 government jobs. On Friday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 166, the Fostering Competitive Career Opportunities Act. Senate Bill 166 ensures that applicants for state jobs can't be denied solely due to their lack of a post-secondary degree. However, the provisions of the bill would not apply to any positions for which a post-secondary degree is justifiably necessary. Currently, less than 15% of state employees work in jobs that require a post-secondary degree. Representative for House District 27, Sean Tarwater, said as chairman of the Commerce Committee for the past 7 years, he's heard time and again from businesses and workers alike that experience in the field often outweighs classroom learning. He said this bill sends a clear message, and that is what Kansas values: hard work and experience. This bill codifies current practice for executive branch agencies, continuing to allow flexibility in determining requirements for applicants for each job posting. Rather than being strictly limited to a post-secondary degree requirement, employers could consider prior direct experience, certifications, courses, or specialized training, among other requirements. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition hosted Drive to Zero Day at the Capitol on Thursday, March 27th, in the Kansas State Capitol Building. Drive to Zero Day at the Capitol began in 2024 as an effort to raise awareness about the efforts of reduced traffic fatalities and serious injuries in Kansas, and the event was an opportunity to learn how communities, law enforcement, transportation professionals, healthcare professionals, and first responders can work together on strategic life-saving initiatives for Kansas roads. Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed said Drive to Zero Day at the Capitol acknowledges our shared responsibilities to help educate and to invest in initiatives to decrease the number of fatality crashes, and this day is a great opportunity to meet with their partners and work toward their goal of zero traffic fatalities. The event featured remarks from Reed, Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Eric Smith, Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Janet Stanek, and Kansas Congressman Shannon Francis. Attendees also had a chance to visit information booths. You can visit kansasdrivetozero.gov to learn more about the Drive to Zero initiative.